where the that was the origin of the dominoes. There's other bones that were hollow, and by the fragments of hair that was found in some of those, we decided that they were to put on the end of the hair braids. After the hair had been braided, they would slip those up over the hair to keep it from coming undone. And there's small hollow bones, looks like the bones of small bird legs, that were beautifully engraven. These two could have been decorations for the ears, for the rims of the ears. Then there's some long needles, very thin. One of them is about 6 inches in length, the others are long 5. They were used very likely to hold their hair up. They're very small and tapered, but extremely long, so they must have had something to do with the hair. They were too fragile to do anything else with. The third level up from the bottom was, seems as though the culture was more refined and showed, in fact, some white influence. Points were what is termed usually as the Shoshone points. It's a known fact that the Shoshone Indians used the northwest end of the lake for fishing. And these points were of very high quality. They're indented on the sides and on the bottom, making a very firm setting for the arrow on the bow, on the shaft. In with this culture, we found a good many artifacts that were symbolic, very likely of their clans. There were some representing scorpions, some squirrels, some one thing and another, and also some of the effigies of shields, which resemble very much the same pattern as the shields that were found in Wayne County in 1925. As a whole, this culture was very, very much above the cultures below it. They're very refined, and it seems as though there was a uniform idea that didn't exist in the other levels of the mound. Then we come from the surface, is the you find all the cultures that had been there are represented on the surface. Right on the surface, you find mostly just the single barbed points, the triangular points with the single barbs at the base to hold them onto the thing. These were found in great numbers on the surface, but we also found everything else that we had found in the cultures as we went down, but not to any extent. And the next little case is hand knives. I was very fortunate in finding one of those with the handle still on it. That wasn't found in Utah County. That was found down in Wayne County and in a small cave, which shows how that type of knife was used, very much like our dagger now.